Why, it's 4 p.m. and you're tuned to KDNK. This is your host, Raleigh Burley, here for another edition of Everything Under the Sun. Joining us in the studio, we have Yesenia Burgos Benavides.
Hello, everyone. I don't know how to stop.
And Gus Richardson.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. And our our guest today is the one and only Todd Chamberlain, Executive Director of the Sopra Sun.
Glad to be here.
And Todd is so much more than the Executive Director of the Sopra Sun. Plays a lot of roles in our community, including putting together this really impressive nonprofit giving guide. This is the fourth or third annual?
I think this is the third annual.
Okay.
And this is the biggest one yet.
Yeah, I know. I saw a lot of nonprofits that haven't been in the previous years, or weren't last year at least, added to this one. So tell us a little bit, Todd, first about what is this nonprofit giving guide all about? Where does it come from?
You know, this was something I thought about 3 years ago, and we're very involved in Colorado Gives, and there's actually a regional collaboration of nonprofits that has a steering committee, and they're really tasked with developing a marketing plan for Colorado Gives locally. And I said, you know what, we should just do a guide that lists all the nonprofits that are involved in Colorado Gives. And that first year we had 40, I think, two nonprofits. Last year we had 82, and this wow. year we had 95.
Wow.
And really, it's really not just a giving guide, but a resource guide. We intentionally translated it into Spanish so it would be a reference to our whole community for what resources are available from these nonprofits. So if you're new to the Valley or needing certain resources, you could easily come to the guide and find the nonprofits that have those services.
Okay. Wow. So not only can people look in this as a resource if they want to give money to a worthy cause, but also if they're in need of certain services, then this is a good reference too.
Yeah, and we cover from Aspen to Parachute, which is a pretty broad area.
Mm-hmm.
With different needs and different demographics.
Yeah, there's kind of a joke among our youth bureau here. When Gus and Yesenia come to host a show, the last James or I. So what nonprofit are we interviewing this week?
We love the nonprofits.
We love the nonprofits.
Yes.
I think that just speaks a little bit to how much a part of our community fabric the nonprofit sector is.
It is, and there's over 400 nonprofits listed in our valley from Aspen to Parachute. I think it's the second highest concentration of nonprofits outside of Santa Barbara, California.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite a statistic. And so how do the nonprofits that are in this guide, how did that come about? Why isn't it all 400?
You know, what we do is we put out many emails to all the nonprofits to get them involved. The problem with this valley is very transient. So when you have an executive director or a contact for an organization, it might change over the years. So there were a few, there's about a half dozen that have called me and said, hey, we didn't get a nonprofit guide and we were so sad. So we're actually looking at doing an update to the guide online. And we'll be keeping it as a kind of a living document throughout the year this year, unlike the past few years where we just kind of worked on it once. But I think every couple months we'll be updating the guide and maybe adding some new features throughout the year, maybe some events that are happening, and really making it more about getting information about the nonprofits out to the community.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Colorado Gives Day. What is that?
Colorado Gives Day is, I think it was started maybe probably about 15 years ago. And basically it was a organization that was created, and it was really created to bring awareness to giving and helping nonprofits throughout Colorado. And they chose a I think it's the second Thursday or second Tuesday of December, December 10th this year. And it was really just to bring awareness of giving and making a difference in all of our communities in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yesenia.
Why do you think it's so, well, nonprofits have, like you said, our valley has a lot of them. Why do you think it's so important that we keep helping them, and how do you think they impact us as a community?
Oh, I think they are a huge driver of economic development in this valley. Also, they supply a host of services that would not be offered here otherwise. And, you know, there's when you live in a valley that has a very diverse economic status from one end to the other, you have a lot of people left behind. There's also a lot of mental health issues, food issues, you know, and also being here in Colorado, we have a lot of environmental issues that we care about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's everything from environmental conservation organizations to, you know, the Carbondale pool is in here because they're trying to build a new pool. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's all kinds of nonprofit efforts that happen in this valley that we are fortunate to have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, when we're talking about Colorado Gives Day, that's what it's called.
Yes.
Wonderful. I didn't want to get it wrong because that'd be silly. But is there more ways for people to give other than just monetary donations?
Of course. There's lots of ways. You could. A lot of these organizations are looking for volunteers to help with their missions. Then there's some organizations that are looking for donated goods because they support people that don't have housing and need either tents or clothing or food items. So there's lots of ways you could get involved. Of course, all these nonprofits have boards, and if you really want to help out a nonprofit, volunteer to be on their board. We're always looking for diversity of board members that come through the community and want to support the mission of that nonprofit. So
I have a question. What is a nonprofit anyway, and how does that work?
Good question. So basically, a nonprofit is a well, it could be a lot of things, but it's a code in that it's a tax code, basically saying that you don't have to really pay taxes and can go out and fundraise. And the exact definition, I don't know the mm-hmm. legal definition, but basically it's an IRS code that designates you as a nonprofit.
Is that all taxes that you become exempt from, or just certain taxes?
You become exempt from things like sales tax, I believe, some other taxes as well, like property taxes, income taxes, depending on how your nonprofit runs and how you're generating revenue. There is a code where if you're generating revenue through certain aspects that are not really related to your mission, then you could be taxed on those revenues.
So I saw that kind of associated with this Colorado Gives Day, there's an event coming up, right? That's going to be like a restaurant takeover in Glenwood Springs?
Yeah, that's actually tonight.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, it is tonight. It's at 5:30 and 7:30. There's two different seatings. Basically all the servers there are from different nonprofits, and they're just really there to raise awareness for Colorado Gives Day and giving season, which really started for a lot of us on November 1st.
Okay. Yeah, I just pulled it up. So seating at 5:30, one at 7:30 at the Brew Pub. And if anyone wants to reserve a seat, it's not too late, I don't think. But you can call 970-309-6850. And that'll get you a seat at the table. And then my understanding of those restaurant takeovers is they have board members or staff from nonprofits try and like play the role to servers. So you might not get the best service, or you might get the best service.
Yes, just be appreciative of what they're doing for our community.
And then the tips go to those nonprofits?
They do, so.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge to generate income for a nonprofit in this valley. A lot of people believe nonprofits are flush with money because we're so close to Aspen, but for many of us, it's a trial to raise money every year. So,
well, and getting back into how it works, I believe so. All the money a nonprofit raises has to go back to the nonprofit, right? And like has to pay for the operations, which can include staff. But like, it's not like a business where you can be making money and growing. There is like, you can have like an emergency savings account, right?
Right, right. You could have an endowment. But yeah, most nonprofits put all their revenues back into their mission.
Mm-hmm.
And how might a nonprofit put that revenue back into their mission aside from paying people?
You know, if we take Super Sun as an example, we have put it into creating a second newspaper, Sol del Valle, so that we have a specific newspaper for the Latino community. We also put it into our youth program, which are you two. So we couldn't do that unless we had a bunch of donors and businesses that either donate or underwrite what we do.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So for anyone just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun. Today we are talking with Todd Chamberlain, the executive director of the Sopra Sun and Sol del Valle, and also playing a big part in the Mountain West Gives nonprofit guide, which we published last week. You might have noticed an extra thick Sopra Sun last week on the stands. we also did an overrun of these, and they're intended to really last. So hopefully people pulled that out of their paper, or if they still need one, they can contact us at the Sopra Sun, and we can get you a copy. But a great resource as you look toward the end of the year, and if you have the funds, if you have the means to pay it forward, to support a good cause, then this will be one way to do it.
I should also jump in here, and tomorrow we'll be appearing in the Aspen Times.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be coming out in the Aspen Times, and so if you have a chance, pick one up. And I believe tomorrow is National Philanthropy Day as well, or maybe it's next Friday. I can't remember,
mm-hmm.
But it's I'm maybe confusing my Fridays here. So, yeah, it'll be in the Aspen Times, and you'll be able to pick it up at most First Banks. Will have them as well, mm-hmm. To pick up. So please, if you haven't seen the guide, please pick one up.
Okay, cool. And maybe you could tell us more about your experience of working with all these different organizations to put something like this together.
Well, it's always a challenge to get 90 nonprofits on the same email. It usually takes about half a dozen or more emails to get in touch with everyone and to explain what we're doing and getting the information back. It's definitely a labor of love. This guide takes about, me personally, about 200 hours every year to put together.
Wow.
It's pretty... It's a lot of mostly emailing and contacting nonprofits. Like I said, a lot of nonprofits, they have a changeover throughout the year, so you need to figure out who to contact and kind of if their mission has changed or they have something else that they're trying to focus on for the coming year. That's always something to focus on. And also then we have to, once we collect all that information, we have to have it translated into Spanish. Then once that is done, we hand it off to our designer who actually puts together the guide. And we also offer we also offer the nonprofits to put in an advertisement in the newspaper if they really want to highlight something. And I should say we have some amazing sponsors this year with First Bank and all the media organizations in the Valley that are part of the Mountain West Spanish News Collaboration also are helping to sponsor the guide this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, do nonprofits help each other grow?
So nonprofits love to collaborate with as many organizations or even businesses as we can. Mm-hmm. In fact, for grant purposes, a lot of foundations that give out grants, they really appreciate collaboration among nonprofits. We're part of a collaboration called the Colorado West Spanish News Collaboration, which includes KDNK, Aspen Times, Aspen Daily News, Aspen Public Radio, Radio Tricolor, Aspen Journalism, mm-hmm. and Sober Sun and Sol del Valle. And we've received several grants because of that collaboration. So,
could you tell us more about your choice to translate all of it into Spanish? I mean, this is a tremendous amount of work.
As a kind of a bilingual news organization, I thought that when we do something at the Sober Sun, we always should take that into account and really make sure that there is no language barrier to anything we publish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like how each entry here also has a QR code and a URL, so people can really directly take action and donate. And it's super fun to see all the logos, too, like the diversity of the logos.
Yeah, it's a fun read, because a lot of these organizations I did not know existed until I started putting together this guide. So it's really fun to see what they all do and where they're at and follow them from year to year. I think as a nonprofit newspaper, it's one of those collaborations that not only elevate the nonprofits that are involved, but also elevates our newsroom as well. So,
yeah, we are so fortunate, I think, is another takeaway that I have in looking at this, to have access to so many great resources. And I've even heard a criticism from a European of our nonprofit structure. It's kind of interesting that instead of providing these services, and maybe it's better, our government provides tax exemption and a special status, and then organizations like these can come up and I think by their own merits kind of survive and provide services that might be super niche, like grooming the trails at Spring Gulch, something that maybe a government wouldn't do, but an organization that's well organized with people who are very passionate can accomplish a lot.
And that's very true. And, you know, it is very, a very American type system where taxes, there's a lot of cultures that, especially that come here from Latin America, that may not be aware of nonprofits and what that means. So with Sol del Valle, for instance, we have to do a little bit of community development work and kind of explain how that works within that community. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the translation being sin fines de lucro, which is kind of maybe more accurate in a way, like because it speaks to the intention, not like the actuality. Like I hear nonprofit and it's like, okay, so your business doesn't make money, which is true in a sense because the money gets put back into the business or the organization. But sin fines de lucro like means that like the goal is not to like bring in the money and be rich, lucrative. It's rather like a different intention. The intention is the mission, the service, providing something. And I think really these nonprofits only survive based on those missions. And if the employees, the staff, the board are just taking those resources from the public, taking donations and grants and foundation money, but they're not actually doing a service, then it won't survive because people will catch on to that.
Right. And, you know, it also, they catch a lot of things that our government either doesn't do or drops off. Like there's a lot of youth programs that have kind of stepped in to fulfill missions that the schools used to do, but they're not no longer able to do. And so, you know, it's definitely a passion for those that work in nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Gus, Yesenia?
So would you say it's not a very lucrative field to be working in?
You know, there are, it's just like any other sector of the economy. There are some nonprofits where executive directors can make quite a good amount of money. But for most of us, it's not a path to riches, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about passion and serving our community and being part of our community.
So how would you say that, we're talking just Oprah Sun right now, how would you say that the Soprah Sun being a nonprofit newspaper affects our news writing and our journalism? Do you think it does?
You know, I think it does because it allows us to do things that we couldn't do if we were for profit, mainly because we're able to go out and raise some money to cover certain things and do certain things. For instance, if you go to the Soprah Sun, you'll notice that we print on wider paper than the other newspapers in the Valley, and that was partly to allow us to have our photographs to pop up on the page and be more art-centric than the other newspapers. We also started the youth journalism program, which is, I think, an important aspect for the future of journalism, in, not only in this Valley, but in the country, to when you have your school districts kind of have to drop those programs because of they either can't hire the teachers to move here or because of budget cuts, then nonprofits like the Soprah Sun have to step in and fill that gap.
Yeah, I'd say too, I mean, all newspapers are going to be driven by the mission of informing their community. We also have to connect and inspire within that mission, and then something that is new since Todd became the executive director is tacking onto that mission to foster diverse journalism. And so that's happening through Sol del Valle and also training people through our youth program and hopefully inspiring future journalists to want to take up the craft.
And, you know, just not with the youth either, too. We foster adults as well to become journalists. We have, you know, some amazing writers and photographers that may not have journalism training, but they have joined our freelance pool over the years. And I would say we probably have the most contributors of all the newspapers in the Valley just through our freelance pool of over 20 or 25 freelancers that contribute at least once or more a month. So,
well, we're flipping through this page by page, and Yesenia has seen a few that jumped out as familiar, right?
Yes. It's very, a lot of these I didn't know were nonprofits, and a lot of these I'm part of or they I'm involved with, and it's really nice seeing this.
When I first started at the Soprah Sun, most people didn't realize the Soprah Sun was a nonprofit, and
yeah.
It has taken me 5 years to really get out the word that yes, the Soprah Sun was one of the first nonprofit newspapers in the country, and when we were established 15 years ago in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, most newspapers were the pillar of their communities making a lot of money and being able to support nonprofits. And mm-hmm. As the internet kind of came about, there was a shift in money and a lot of nonprofit, a lot of newspapers and media organizations ended up folding. And to bring back that industry, a lot of media organizations have restarted as nonprofits and rely on community involvement, donations, and sponsorship to make it work.
Well, we have just about 3 minutes left, so I want to remind people that the Mountain West Gives is taking over the Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub tonight with seatings at 5:30 and 7:30, so you can see leaders of some of these nonprofits taking your orders and delivering your meals and taking tips for their work. If you want to be a part of that, 970-309-6850. Again, 970-309-6850. And we'll just kind of turn it over, go around the circle. Closing thoughts, Yesenia.
I don't know. I want to know really quick. Is the Colorado Gives an annual thing?
It is an annual thing. It happens every.
I caught it.
Yeah, it's every December. Mm-hmm. And they have switched to kind of helping organizations raise money throughout the year as well, because fundraising is no longer just a day thing now. Every nonprofit is working at it 24 hours a day to 7 days a week, mm-hmm. I think. So,
So great resource. Also looking toward Colorado Gives Day, which I believe is coming up soon, right?
December 10th.
December 10th. And that implies matching grants to make your money be doubled or even tripled, helping out these organizations. Final thoughts, Gus?
I don't know. I think Colorado Gives Day is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. last year, through Colorado Gives, the nonprofits here in the Valley raised about $850,000, and we're hoping to exceed $1 million this year for all the nonprofits involved. So fingers crossed. I know this community is very giving and generous and very supportive of all the nonprofits, and we who run the nonprofits are so appreciative of our community.
And that's First Bank that puts that on?
Yes, First Bank is the primary sponsor and has been for, I think, since its establishment. Uh-huh. So,
cool. Final thoughts from you, Todd?
I think final thoughts are that, like I said, this community is very giving and lucky to have these nonprofits. And as an executive director for a nonprofit, thank you. We really appreciate our communities and your support of our organizations.
And we appreciate you, Todd, for everything you do for the Sopra Sun and for our broader community. So check out the Colorado Mountain West Gives Giving Guide, in the Aspen Times tomorrow.
I believe it's tomorrow or it's either next Friday.
Okay.
I may have missed
That's okay.
this book there.
Keep
It'll
an eye out.
It'll be a Friday soon. And you'll get it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.